Today is Thursday, May 30th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Water a Flower Day. I'll talk more about that, or how that relates to me, a little bit later. It's also National Mint Julep Day. It is Loomis Day, which I don't know. I don't even know what's in this picture. It looks like it could be old-timey telegraph machines, but I'm not even sure what. I'm asking ChatGPT, because that's the tab I have. It honors Malan Loomis, an American dentist and inventor who made significant contributions to the field of wireless communication. So, telegraphic signals without wires. So, I think it was possibly a telegraph machine. Look at that guess that I made. It's also, last but not least, National Creativity Day. So, there you go. So, I'll talk about the national... Man, I'm sleepy and I'm going to yawn. I'll talk about the National Water a Flower Day and how that relates to me. I think I talked about yesterday, in yesterday's episode, the fact that we had gone out and done... We basically did chores over the weekend, so it was like, oh, we need to fix the flower beds for the summer, because I had been feeling, I don't want to say agita because that's probably the wrong word. And I mean, who says agita? What am I, an old Jewish lady? But we basically spent, and it's my fault, but we basically spent our Memorial Day weekend getting things done, and a mixture of that plus relaxing. We did go to that comedy show. So that was like an event that we went to. But other than that, we didn't go out of town. We didn't go swimming. We didn't go hiking. We didn't do anything like that. We didn't go to a fancy restaurant necessarily. We did do restaurant of the week. We went to a barbecue place. Because I had watched... there was a YouTube video that I watched that was, now I'm not going to remember the company, but there's, it's not Eater, but it's some LA-based company, Food Insider or something. And I don't know if they have a magazine, but anyway, it's a YouTube channel, and they have all of these, they do comparisons of like British McDonald's versus US McDonald's and Mexican Subway sandwiches versus U.S. Subway. So, you know, in France, Wendy's versus U.S. I don't know. They do a lot of that stuff where it's like they will take like a fast food restaurant or even candies and chips and other things that you can get and compare them to the U.S. version, other countries. And two of their most popular hosts, one lives in England, one lives in the U.S., and they've started doing this thing where they get together, because normally it's remote. They will splice them together or whatever, because one of them's in the UK, one of them's in the US. But they've been traveling where one of them is going to the UK, and then they try UK restaurants together. And so they do this finding the best burger in the UK and finding... Anyway, so the British guy came to the US and they did a... finding the best barbecue in LA. Now, that's kind of a misnomer, because who would have thought of LA as good barbecue? But anyway, you know, they did it. It made me think of barbecue. So we had, it's called Insider Food.
From calorie counts to portion sizes, we want...
That's what it is. It is a businessinsider.com. But they have a food YouTube channel. Okay, so they, businessinsider.com is like a business magazine. I don't know if they have So they have a lifestyle section, they have a tech section. Okay. So under that they have food. Okay. So it's like an online, it's Business Insider. So there you go. But they had a segment on barbecue and it made me think of barbecue. So I was like, okay, we're going to go get barbecue. So we did that. But let's go back to the plants specifically. So I, you know, walking around the neighborhood, every year we get all the weeds out of the flower bed in the front. We plant new flowers. We need to go find some perennial flowers that we like and plant them so they keep coming back every year. Because it's a pain in the butt to go and buy these annuals also. And I could Google this answer, but I'm just going to throw this out here. Are annuals just like genetically modified plants and they modify them to die and not come back? Or is that plants that just won't come back once they die? And so I don't know, but it just seems like such a racket that you have to go every year and buy plants, the same plants, and put them back. But I know when it gets too cold or whatever, that plants will die. And if it freezes, especially. And so, but they don't come back. Like out in the wild, you know, they will turn brown and die and whatever. And then the wildflowers will come back the next year or whatever. Maybe they're perennials. But a lot of these plants, and I was talking to Mark about it, maybe these plants are from other regions where they, I said, well, what if it stayed warm all year? Would they stay alive all year? And I think the answer is yes. It's not like there's a timer in these plants and they just, okay, 3 months is up, I'm dying, you know, or whatever. But we buy a lot of annual plants, bottom line. And so we have to buy them again the next year. So I think we've got to come up with some perennial flowering things that will be pretty that, you know, we can put in and then not have to redo it every year. But so what we did is on Sunday after church and everything, we decided, okay, we're going to shop around for some plants. I had a rough idea. I really like vincas, which I think when I was growing up were called periwinkles. But we line one of our flower beds with those and they always get really thick and produce a lot of flowers and they're very vibrant colors. Like we normally get pink or orange or white. And we usually get two colors, like white and then one other color. And we line the flower beds with those. And then we get a few taller things to put behind. And then we always get this plant called lantana because it just grows really, really well in our flower bed for whatever reason. It just gets really large. So I was like, okay, that's going to be our rough plan. We already knew because I had laid out the irrigation last year. We knew where things were going to go. Although I do have to make an adjustment to the irrigation hoses this year. But I have to buy, like one of the hoses burst. And so I have to buy another hose. But anyway, so we decided to go around and source our plants and our mulch for the year. So we went to our local nursery, we looked there, we got some ideas. Then we went to Lowe's, and it seems this local nursery, I think they mostly specialize in bushes and trees because their flowering plants, their selection is always a lot lighter in the flower bed, flowering, you know, whatever. But they have a lot of trees and they have a lot of bushes. But we looked there. We found a couple of potential options, but we decided to look at all three places before we made purchases. Or at least we decided not to purchase at the nursery until we had gone to Walmart and Lowe's. So then we went to Lowe's. We found the vincas that we wanted. We found the pink ones that we wanted. And so we were able to get those and we got the lantana and we got the mulch from Walmart. And then we went back to the nursery and got some additional vincas that we wanted. Came back, put them aside, and then we were going to plant them the next day. And so then the next day, we have a voicemail, but I think I already played it. Yep, already played it. So anyway, we went home, set everything aside. And then we just had a relaxing evening. We were watching, I can't remember now if we were watching this on Sunday, but we completed the Fallout series on Amazon Prime. Neither one of us are gamers, but Fallout, the show, is based on Fallout, the game. We knew nothing about it, but the show is enjoyable. It's not, you know, I'm not going to write home about it or anything, but it was an enjoyable sci-fi kind of apocalyptic, you know, what happens when, you know, the Earth is bombed by atomic bombs and people are having to live in like a radiation infused environment, and some people are living in bunkers underneath the Earth and all this kind of stuff. And it's a little weird. There's these creatures called ghouls that are kind of like zombies. Anyway, we watched that. We also, trying to think, then on Monday we planted everything. It took a good 3 or 4 hours. We got up in the morning to do it because Mark wanted to do it in the cooler part of the day. And so we got up and did the planting. And it looks pretty good. It's everything needs to grow and get bigger now. But everything, we lined the vinca across the front of the two flower beds. We put in, I don't know the name of this taller thing that we got, but we got a purple taller thing. The lantana, blah, 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 that sort of stuff. All right. And then we started Baby Reindeer, which is a show on Netflix about a stalker. It's kind of weird. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 or text. And you can find many LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.